The Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN is presented by Budget Lumber, striving to be Lumber One.
Wrapping up a series of interviews, The Power of Pink, observed in October with the Community Cancer Center, another cancer survivor. Jenny Giuliani, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
So tell us a little bit about yourself, first of all, just to kind of in general.
So I am a nurse, and I actually work for a software company that produces a software for payers mostly, but have moved up to Oregon, and I've been here since 2004.
And tell us about your cancer story. When did it all begin? How far back?
So it's been almost 5 years that this started, and I was 37 when I was diagnosed.
That's awfully young.
It is. And I think that looking back and looking at the age in which I was diagnosed, it's hard to find some support when you're that age. And having a good mentor and having some good support that is in your same age group was really important.
What was it like? I mean, walk folks through how you found out what had been going on, what led to the appointment where we all kind of came down.
Sure. So my mom had had cancer 2 years before me, breast cancer as well. And our breast cancer is a little bit different. It's lobular carcinoma. So it happens in the lobules versus in the ducts. And so it presents a little bit differently than you do see with ductal. It doesn't have the traditional nodule. It's more of finding a toughened area of skin on your breast, and it was dimpled. And so it's not as easy to see it on imaging, and it was just found by self-exam.
So when you went in, what was it like talking with the doctor?
It was really interesting. It was harder to find on imaging and to get biopsies of. I did see a local breast cancer or a local general surgeon here in town who said that based on my age and based on the size of the tumor, it was very large, that he had suggested that I go out of town to a specialist up in Portland for surgery. However, Douglas County Cancer Services was very, very helpful during the process. But yeah, it took a while to find it and get a good biopsy. But once it was found, treatment started right away.
And what did you think? I've always heard that when you're told you have cancer, that it's just like, it just kind of shatters your head.
At that point, you kind of know that it was coming. It was surreal, but at the same time, I knew that was what was happening. I don't think that, not everybody processes it the same way. And so it didn't really hit home, I think, until after everything was done or until I went and got my first wig that it hit that this is truly what's happening.
Yeah, what's that like getting a wig the first time?
Very surreal. Again, it's emotional. I don't think that I felt it as much shaving my head. Everybody is different. Like we said, some people it is when they shave their head. For me, it was getting that wig and my husband looking at me when I put that wig on, and he started tearing up. I started tearing up, and it was real at that moment.
And you knew that this was going to be a long haul situation. This is not like other sometimes surgeries where once you have the surgery, you're done and you move on. This is going to be a long process.
Yes. And I think that's where a mentor was really helpful, too. A lot of times we think of it just in this point of during this point of treatment. And then after the year of treatment or you get through that it's over. And it's not. There's so many changes that occur as a result of having cancer, and it's lifelong. And I think having that mentor to be able to be open and honest and answer those questions was so helpful to know what was coming.
And of course, with your mom having just gone through it, it was like, here we go again.
Exactly. And it was just, it hits hard. It hits the family hard.
So how are things stand now?
Things are good. No recurrence at this point. Just continuing on treatment. I see my oncologist every 6 months. So right now, everything's looking great.
And talk about the help you got locally that helped you along.
Oh, so immense. Douglas County Cancer Services was very helpful in making sure that I had resources to get up to Portland for treatment. They were there to help me get pillows and supplies for after the mastectomy that you have. They were there to help me with getting the right binders and things that you need post-surgery, and just having that support there. The support groups are wonderful. Angelia is very good at making sure that you get the navigation here locally and the contacts locally that are so, again, so helpful.
And I understand, along with the staff, some of the people that are involved in helping are often people that have gone through this themselves.
Yes, and I think that's really important as well. They understand where you're coming from. They can give you those tips and pointers. I can't say it enough how helpful they are.
So it's been several years. I'm sure that you probably wish you could have avoided this whole situation altogether.
That's very true.
But do you feel like you learned a lot of things going through it that maybe you wouldn't have learned of had life been a little easier?
Absolutely. I think that finding humor in things, if you can take everything with a sense of humor, it makes things a lot easier. It means spending more time with family that a lot of times you don't think that it's going to be an issue. I can do it tomorrow. I can spend more quality time with the kiddo over the weekend. But I think that this really makes you sit down and think about enjoying the moments today.
Jenny Giuliani, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Wrapping up our special series of interviews about the power of pink with the Community Cancer Center here on the Morning Conversation.